Call it the Palmer Disunited Party. Clive Palmer's political grouping is in utter chaos today, with the expulsion of a senior staffer and something close to an outright slanging match between Mr. Palmer and Senator Jackie Lambie. Today, the mining billionaire called Senator Lambie a drama queen. She hit back, saying Mr. Palmer had reached a new low. A split in the party looks imminent, but Jackie Lambie won't leave unless she's asked. Confused? Here's James Glenday.
What do you do if your fledgling political party is in disarray and your voting bloc in the Senate is under threat? Well, if you're Clive Palmer, you call into an ABC radio station for the quiz. That's right, the quiz.
This world leader was 15 when his father, a communist revolutionary, went to prison.
So we have Clive on the line to answer this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Would that happen to be Clive Palmer?
Yeah, that's me. It's Xi Jinping.
Let's see if you're right.
You guessed it. It's Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
The mining billionaire won a DVD about snow leopards. He was in his sports car driving to his jet and was asked, what makes a good leader?
I think the ability to go against the tide, even when it's against your own interest, I think makes a good leader.
You've got a bit of leadership challenging happening at the moment. How's that going?
Well, that's good for democracy. That's what it's about.
Just hours earlier, he'd labelled his outspoken Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie a drama queen, dared her to challenge for the leadership, and accused her of acting as a mouthpiece for her chief of staff, the former state MP Rob Messenger. Mr. Messenger was last night expelled from the party by its executive. In another ABC radio interview later this afternoon, Mr. Palmer tried to explain that decision.
Well, I think he knows why. Most of the press do, with the things he's been saying about me and other members of the party, which have been highly critical, and his attempts to form another party and reasons like that.
They're almost never seen and rarely heard, but the Palmer United Party has two other senators, Dio Wang and Glenn Lazarus. Both are backing their leader, and Senator Lazarus says he's disappointed with Jackie Lambie.
Well, she's voted with us every time so far. I just have to go along with the idea that she's going to continue voting with us until we speak, and I assume that will be next week when we're in Canberra.
It is a brave assumption. In Tasmania this afternoon, Jackie Lambie was declaring she would distance herself from the Palmer United Party from now on.
If I had my time again, I'd probably would have stayed independent. Yep, no doubts about that. Well, I'm actually surprised Clive hasn't asked me to leave. Let's be honest.
Do you expect he will next time you speak to him?
I'm not sure. You never know what Clive Palmer's going to do from one day to the other. So your guess would be as good as mine.
She won't quit the party unless he does boot her out and won't challenge for the leadership.
I have no doubts I could be a better leader than Clive Palmer. I'm just not sure that being with a leader of Palmer United Party would be in my best interest. I think what is insulting for me is when, or what I find insulting for Clive Palmer is when now he's starting to go at staff. If Clive wants to have a shot, then you have it at me, Clive, but to go at staff, that's starting to drop down to a whole new low for Clive Palmer.
But Rob Messenger is no ordinary staffer. The former Queensland State National Party MP eventually quit the LNP and became an independent, then expressed an interest in Bob Katter's party before standing for Palmer United at the last federal election. The decision to expel him from the party doesn't have any impact on his job as chief of staff.
When I heard the news today, I was disappointed because basically it comes down to personal attacks.
The chaos is colourful, but if Senator Lambie follows through on her threats to act on her own, it could have an impact on the upper house. If Labor and the Greens vote as a bloc, the government needs 6 of the 8 Senate crossbenchers to pass legislation. Clive Palmer controls 4, but if Jackie Lambie walks, the government could try to avoid dealing with him completely.
She is doing a very good job representing her state, getting her state on the agenda.
Other crossbenchers, like Family First Bob Day, are watching on with interest and are full of praise for Jackie Lambie's actions. She could make them more powerful.
Good on her. Look, it's early days. We're all on very, very steep learning curves, us new senators. But my hat off to Jackie for the way she's approached it.
Clive Palmer and Jackie Lambie haven't spoken to each other for a couple of weeks, but the issue is likely to come to a head when Parliament sits. A split seems inevitable. But then again, the Palmer United Party is predictably unpredictable. For now, both major parties are just content to sit back and watch the drama unfold.
James Glenday.